We're going to talk now about €75 million in state funding, which has been approved by Cabinet to support the sustainability of the post office network. That's been approved yesterday by government. €15 million in funding will be allocated each year over the next 5 years to support the network, with stakeholders warned last year was at risk of a significant number of closures. Up to 40% was the warning of the Irish Postmasters Union. With me on the programme to talk about this is the Minister for Communications, Patrick O'Donovan, who got the approval from Cabinet yesterday. Minister O'Donovan, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme. Is this announcement recognition that you're understanding or believing what the postmasters are saying about the pressure postmasters are under?
Marlon, Gerry, and Happy New Year to you and all the listeners in Kerry and further afield as well. No, look, it's a continuation of the scheme that we had in the previous government, but it's an increase. Listening to the Postmasters Union and Unpost, I'm actually going into a meeting with Unpost at the moment. Look, we understand that the number of people that are availing of our post offices is dropping, and that's something that I'm very concerned about. Is, you know, whether it's in Limerick or in Kerry, the number of people that are going to counters to avail of postal services has gone down. That being said, you know, post offices can't run on sentiment, and postmasters can't operate on sentiment. And I'm sure if there was a post office closing in County Kerry in the next 3 weeks, you'd probably get 300 or 400 at a public meeting. But you have to ask yourself how many of that 300 or 400 people would actually ever stand inside in the post office, you know, and pay a television licence or use a banking system or, you know, post a letter. And it is all very well and good turning up, you know, at the public meeting to save the post office, but where are the people when the postmasters need them? So we're giving something recognition, first of all, for the societal and community work that they do, but also recognising the fact that we still have a huge network of post offices, notwithstanding that a lot of communities across County Kerry, Limerick and Cork that are listening to this will probably say, yeah, and our post office is closed, but we still have the greatest number of post offices per head of population, I think, in the European Union, and we want to try and sustain them. But postmasters need to be able to have a living, need to be able to derive an income, and they can't do it if people don't come in the door. So I suppose my mission is twofold. First of all, to get public money into the post offices, but secondly, to use the opportunity on Radio Kerry to ask people to please support them, because if they don't support them, they won't survive.
Can they support them in the current context of where technology is going, where banking is going? A 32% decline in transactions since 2019. I would probably argue that's only accelerating in terms of the way in which we manage our money nowadays, and the reasons we have for going to the post office.
Well, like, I mean, I was in the post office in Newcastle West today. I was returning something that I got after Christmas, and the place was wedged with people doing an awful lot of the same thing. We know that online retail has exploded in Ireland, and on post are having a huge part of that. But our postmasters can play a part of that, especially in the area of returns. You know, if something doesn't fit you can do. And there are things that you can do in the post office that, you know, maybe you haven't considered as a customer, in terms of banking, in terms of paying government charges and things like that. And again, as I say, like, they're not going to survive if people decide that their whole life is going to be online. And by the way, everything doesn't have to be online. You know, I know online services are great and they're easy and they're convenient, but there's also a societal element of it. And I say there's no point being below in the community centre with the 300 or 400 other people who never stood inside in the post office saying we have to keep it, unless you're going to put your money where your mouth is and actually turn up and actually use a service. It's the same as the small shops in our villages all over, you know, all over Munster. They don't survive based on sentiment. And, you know, people bemoan the fact then when someone is retiring because they can't derive an income for it, or there isn't a penny to be made out of it, and it says it's an awful loss to the community. Yet they're driving past the local village to go into the nearest Aldi or Lidl to save pennies. It doesn't make any sense. And COVID, I thought, would have reversed that, where people would have sustained their local economic, you know, whether it is a shop or a post office or whatever. But we're quickly back into the old habits. And I think, you know, especially rural people, no one's going to stand up for rural people other than ourselves. And we're our own worst enemies when it comes to that. You know, we'll travel miles to save a few pennies. That's not in the interest of our communities.
Speaking of saving pennies, what would you say to those who are frustrated? They're hearing this money going to the postmasters, and yet they're going to pay more for the price of a stamp, 20 cents from 165 to 185 and more across the board. That's following an increase last February as well.
It's still less than €2 to send anything in the 26 counties in Ireland. Now, if you tell me that you can find someone in Tarbert or Killarney or Carrigrohane that'll transport something for you to Malin Head from Larock in County Kerry for less than €2, frame him. or frame her, because they're doing more than a service. They're doing an act of charity. I mean, to be able to transport a letter anywhere in the island of Ireland for less than €2 in 2026, with all of the cost increases we've seen, minimum wage gone up, diesel gone up, insurance gone up, everything gone up, and on post can still ferry a letter around for you for less than €2. If that doesn't represent value for money, well, then call me Dave, if you like.
Okay, Minister, can I ask on a separate issue? There's going to be an Oireachtas Committee hearing today, lots of coverage in this over the last 24 hours about the social media side of things and the harm that social media does in this country. The Minister for State Responsibility for Artificial Intelligence, Neil Smith, said Grok, which is a feature of X, should be banned in Ireland if the company fails to abide by Irish law. There's some strong words there, but there's a feeling out there, a perception that the Irish government is soft on social media because of, number one, the political realities of today and the United States administration. Number two, how many of these big companies are headquartered here? What's your response to that accusation? That a lot of tough talk, but not much is happening to stop the real harm people are experiencing at the hands of social media algorithms.
Well, a lot of the people that are criticising me this week were also criticising me before Christmas. They were criticising me before Christmas because I was bringing in age verification, which we will do, to verify a person's age and make sure the children are protected. And they're criticising me this week because I'm leaving the operation of the regulation to the regulator. The regulator here is the same regulator as your regulator, Commissioner the Man. If you ran a broadcast on Radio Kerry and I didn't like the sound of it, and I rang up Commissioner the Man and I said, go after Radio Kerry and go after Gerry O'Sullivan, you would quite rightly be throwing your clothes off and Radio Kerry would go ballistic and the opposition would say that they're living in a state where the government are trying to run radio stations. The very same is the issue here. There's a regulator here, independent, set up by the Oireachtas, answerable to me, who have a job to do and they need to be empowered to get on and do it. They're meeting on Garda Síochána, I think, today or tomorrow. It is not for me to tell them what to do, no more than if you ran a programme that was inappropriate or, totally outside of your licence. It would not be for me to take the law into my own hands, no more than it is a matter for the Minister for Justice to tell the Garda Commissioner what crimes he should and should not investigate. There's an issue here for the regulator, and I've said it yesterday and I'll say it again this morning. The regulator is empowered under the legislation to investigate. I'll be meeting the regulator either on Friday or on Monday, and I'll be asking them out straight, are there more powers that they feel that are necessary? And if they are, we'll discuss that with the Attorney General. I've also engaged with the Attorney General to see, does he feel that the existing legislation is strong enough? So a lot of the criticism that was levelled at me in the last 7 days was completely unfair, I think, to be quite honest about it, because it was taken out of context and it was one line out of an interview that lasted over 5 minutes.
Is there a fear, though, out there amongst the Irish government of saying anything, politically even, to upset the US administration? No. Like what you described there about going after somebody and even going after a regulator and interfering, that's what's happening in the United States.
But it's not happening in Ireland. And
no.
We live in a
democracy. Are you afraid of upsetting them?
No, I'm not afraid of upsetting anybody. We live in a parliamentary democracy where I'm accountable to Dáil Éireann, and we set up regulators and we leave regulators do their job independently, and we don't then stick our nose in and tell the regulator what their job is and isn't, whether it is financial, media or otherwise. You don't operate in a liberal, open, modern democracy and then have a government stick its nose in, because if you did, Gerry O'Sullivan and every other Gerry would be on their radio station saying that I'm acting beyond my reach and I'm acting outside of my remit. And by the way, an awful lot of people that criticised me in the last 24 hours when they asked themselves that they're going to continue to operate these accounts, they couldn't answer it. I mean, I've answered it. I've answered it for myself personally. I am. And to be honest about it, I was going to come off of it anyway, because all I found is any time that I put up anything, even if I said I'm going on now to talk to Gerry O'Sullivan and Radio Kerry, I get an avalanche of abuse. And to be honest about it, it's not worth it to be sifting through it. And it's for other people to decide whether they think that that's a good use of their time and a good use of their mental health. To me, I have enough of things going on in my life and I don't need to be filtering out garbage like that on a platform that is adding no value to me.
Okay, all right, Minister Patrick O'Donovan, thanks very much for taking time to talk to us on the programme this morning. That's Patrick O'Donovan there on the announcement that €50 million a year for the post office network for the postmasters to keep them going. If you've a view, and his call for people to use post offices more, particularly in rural Ireland, give us your view as well.